Hello everybody and welcome to day 7. Is it Sunday today? I just wanted to do that reminder of a day of taking time out, allowing yourself to rest, and giving yourself what I call some soul time, some downtime. I know there's a lot of us that are working extra hours on a project, or there's something else that needs to be done, but there is an importance to having that one day of rest. And with that day of rest, really, as I did my morning walk this morning and thinking about what I'd like to share with you, the most important thing that really came to mind was gratitude and the importance of daily gratitude and how that represents. Now, I write gratitude sometimes once, sometimes twice, sometimes more times a day. And I will share with you in the picture quote today some of my gratitude. So just giving you an example, literally, I would encourage you to have a separate journal for your gratitude. I keep mine beside my bed. And every night before I go to sleep, it's one thing that I do to sit down, and if it means I'm so tired that all I can do is just write a line, I just write a line. If I really feel I can't write it, then of course I will speak it and say it out loud. But there is a power with your own written word and actually putting that out to the law of creation, the law of the universe, and connecting with your own godness and goodness. So this morning I felt inclined to sit down and write a little of what I'm grateful for. So I will share some of that with you. And I've said my wonderful health, my morning walk and connecting with nature, for the beautiful people I met on the way, for waking up, for breathing, for my continual flow of inspiration, for the stream of joy that rushes through my veins, for my precious mum and dad, who brought me into this world, for my siblings and the lessons that they teach me, for the love of all my friends and my family, and of course, for my gorgeous group of Facebook manifestors, for the books that I read, for my beautiful life of freedom, for constantly retweaking my own mindset, for the river of abundance that flows daily, for living bigger dreams each day, for loving that all that life sends my way, for the daily connections that I make, for my book to you, inspiration, and for my spiritual mentors. So what I'd encourage you to do, whether you're starting your day, ending your day, in the midst of your day, today just take 10 minutes out and find yourself in a quiet space. If you've got a spare journal tucked away and you were thinking, oh, I might like that for something nice, then by all means, grab that journal out. If you already write a gratitude journal, fantastic, wonderful. It's a great tool to actually use. And just allow yourself to sit down and think about, what does gratitude mean to you? I refer to it as the new attitude to have in everyday life. And by allowing ourselves to acknowledge what we already have and be grateful for what we already have in our lives, we see how quickly the abundance consistently flows with more and more of that abundance. So, you know, if you're feeling in a space of lack of financial means right now, maybe you want to look at the abundance that you do have, the fact that you have a roof over your head, that you have some food in the fridge, that you have friends to connect with, that there is some funds in your bank account. And by allowing yourself to just show that you are grateful for all of those, then let Mother Universe, then let the law of creation guide you and send you more of. Remember the importance in the written word is keeping it positive. Pay attention to the language that you're sharing. Remember to be grateful for the food that you eat. You know, just allowing yourself to sit down and eat it. If you go to the coffee shop, the person that served you in the coffee shop. You can go one step beyond that, the person who actually grew the coffee beans and where in the world they might be. So remembering just to bring into play those simple manners of please and thank you with our gratitude, the understanding of how lucky we are and how blessed we are with what we do have. So again, with challenges, be grateful for the challenge that has come to you. Learn from that challenge and see what it is. Allow yourself to pay attention to how you feel in the physical body about your gratitude as well. And as I said, the powerful way to be able to do this is just before you go to sleep at night. Maybe there's a person in your life right now that you haven't reached out and said thank you to. Did they inspire you? Did they motivate you? Do you need to just share a moment of thanks with them? Do you need to pick up the phone today and just say thank you to someone? Do you need to write a letter to someone and just say thanks? And even just smiling at someone and saying thanks is allowing yourself to show who you truly are as well. I love Brian Tracy's quote, which is, develop an attitude of gratitude. Give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. So today, take that time out, take a moment, think about all the things you've got to be grateful for. Think about how amazing that we've managed to spend the last 7 days together in this beautiful group, keeping that energy flow positive, allowing everybody to manifest what they need, what they needed to look at, no matter how small, no matter how big, whatever it is that you brought up, that you needed to clear this week, that you needed to bring into play and show you just how simple it would be. So with that last thought, I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful day. Stay blessed, stay positive, live your biggest dream, and remember, life is as simple as think it, feel it, do it. Much love to you all today. Have a great one. Thank you. Bye.